Debris, experts in business, leadership, and lifestyle.
Skilling you softly to a successful you. Emotions are your value, and your value is your business. UK Health Radio.
Boom! We are in, and we are up and running, and wow! Do I have a show for you today? I am out and about. Yes, I'm on my UK business tour behind the curtain. And darn, I'm behind the curtain today. Do I have a guest for us today? It's like, ooh, I have been having conversations with this lady for the last few months. And darn it, she has so shifted my mindset in a particular industry that, you know what, I didn't really know a lot about. But trust me, I was very judgmental on the industry in itself. And you know what? Today we are bringing all the beautifulness of this background of this industry from a place of organic philosophy, and we're going to say body care. I need to start with where I am. Yes, I am in Paignton. I think it's called Paignton. I think, I could be wrong, but somewhere they call it the English Riviera. Even though I've said that right, I don't know. But today I'm not really worried because I am overly excited. I almost want to make my bum cheeks clap because of the person I have in front. Should I even said that today, guys? Please erase that from your earworm. Erase it. I've said it. But yeah, you are UK Health Radio, and thank you for being here today. All the listeners, four times a week, every single week, boom, we are sharing life together. And my life right now is the next 5 months in my van. Yes, I'm in my van traveling. Go on to my YouTube channel, Paul Rees Lifestyle Business Design. You will follow the whole tour with me. And I'm right at the beginning of the tour, and trust me, I've been on a learning curve. What I'm saying is that, you know, it's not easy using a portaloo. They are completely overrated. It's like you have to get some practice in. And I've been practicing my portaloo skills for the last, I'm going to say, 30 days before I hit the tour, climatize into my van, because I've been kind of lodging in my van the last 3 years. Now I'm living in it for the next 5 months. What I didn't realize was how such a small space can get messy so quickly. I mean, six items out of its place and you've got a messy home in a van that's like 6 foot by 6 foot, if you know what I mean. But here we are, and I'm determined. You know, I was in Land's End last week. I got a beautiful interview that's coming out on my YouTube channel, Lifestyle Business Design. You want to be getting on there. And today, wow, it was touch and go whether this was going to happen, this opportunity to share a mindset with someone that I consider a very high ranking individual and philosopher, caring person into this industry, which is the modeling industry. And we're going to go into that in a sec. But do you know what? I am stoked that we go into an emotional, I'm going to say, understanding of people's perception of what catwalk is. And I think that there are so many layers to it, and there's only one person that I would consider right now in my life to be a leading voice in this, I'm going to say, emotional industry. And that has to be, and I've been practicing this even though I've known Lenka for such a long time. Lenka Yanchova Bednarekova.
You nailed it. You nailed it, Paul. Hello, hello. Oh. Absolutely spot on. I am very, very proud of you. It's not very easy to say my name that well, so well done.
Listen, it's beautiful to have you on the show. We've known each other for a long time. Well, as long as long can be, I guess. And, you know, there's a lot of strings to your bow. As an entrepreneur, you have a lot going on in your life, but I wanted the show to focus today on something that you're very passionate about. Even though I'm going to say you feel your position in this industry is very light and very new, I don't feel that way, because I feel that your philosophies are desperately needed and need to be heard, which is, of course, organic self-modeling. Now I'm just going to put this out there before we start. We got Lenx Model on Facebook and Instagram, which is Lenx Model also. Mm-hmm. And we'll talk about that as we go on. But let's just, first of all, you know, you are Slovakian.
Yes.
And you come from a country that's no longer there, which is
Czechoslovakia.
That's just crazy.
It is. I was just saying that how many people these days are who are not hundreds of years old, that they are from a country which doesn't exist anymore.
Isn't that mental? It's like, well, where'd you come from? Well, you know, you were saying, well, I come from Atlantis.
Yes, I could easily say that. Yes, I am from Atlantis.
Where is that? There it is.
Find it. I'll give you the atlas. I'll put my feet up. And popcorn.
That's so cool. Yeah. It is. It's like, yeah, I'm a woman from Atlantis called Czechoslovakia.
Exactly. Uh-huh. Well, you got.
It is. It's beautiful. I knew it was going to be a fun show, but you're the thing.
Thank you for having me, by the way, Paul, here. It's a big privilege to be
It's both ways, trust me. But you're here in the UK. So when did you arrive in the UK?
Okay, so it was 2008, I believe. So it's like beginning 2008. But so I've been here for a while, but on and off, I've done quite lots of travels. Backpacking in Asia, volunteering work in Africa, and things like that. I'm talking months, months.
Lifesaver, you.
I'm trying to be.
Wow.
So, yeah, trying to help as many people and animals and this planet along the way. So that's part of
your bigger picture, of where you are in life.
Yeah, but can't shake that one.
So you're in Paignton. How long have you been here?
Just before COVID started. So that will be, 4 years now?
Years. And in 4 years, you've been driving. We're going to talk about you touch on the business, which of course is the Holiday Lets, which is a part, which effectively is your busiest part of the engine that creates, you know, yourself, income and things. But I want to go back into, of course, what is the organic self-modeling. Now, there are lots of different shapes to modeling now these days. And, you know, surgery, synthetic approach, everything has reshaped people's view of modeling because, you know, modeling is almost a hobby now where you see the lip implants, you see, you know, Botox, and these are not people that are in front of the camera, they're just people walking daily life, feel very inadequate in themselves, and they feel they have to add all this cosmetic, we could say, attachment,
yes,
or even addiction,
yes,
you know,
it's becoming an addiction, exactly. It's coming out of control, it's just becoming. Sorry, I didn't want to interrupt, but yeah,
no.
Everything started for me when it comes to the passion about this was when I started hearing stories about teenagers who are shouting at their parents because they don't want to give them either boob jobs or lips fillers or things like that for their birthday. We're talking 16 years old. First, I thought, I was like, oh, wow, that's just very unfortunate and, you know, feel sorry for the family. Then I started looking into it and I realized it's a global problem and it's really, really, really starting to affect young people's mental health.
Wow.
And more people I spoke to about this, people who made it in life, financially free, happy marriages, etc., etc., but they're struggling with their teenage children. They truly don't know what to do. So
let me jump in there. Yeah. First of all, can I ask you, you have a beautiful accent, but we have listeners that will struggle to keep up with your accent. So can we slow down a little?
Yes.
Because your passion does throw it out very quick. I can see your mouth here, so I can follow you. But you listeners, you're going to struggle. Trust me,
this
lady is a million miles an hour with energy and it's beautiful. And you know, coming back to the ease of cosmetic surgery now. The ease of going to a beauty parlor, can I say that? Beauty parlor, you know, to get your Botox, to get all kinds of fillers and things, has become, as you say, a hobby, but also it's very damaging on the actual fingerprint you come in with as a human being.
Absolutely.
Your own place.
Absolutely.
And, you know, thinking about that, how hard did you find it then? Because going into the modeling industry the way you have, you know, having to stay loyal to your shape, loyal to what you come in with as a human being. You know, how has that been for you?
So it's been, I went through a stage as a girl that I had a thought when I basically when I've lost my breast, for example, and I reduced the size to like quite small. Obviously, as a girl, I had a thought. It's like, oh, should I just get them down? But I've never, it was just a thought. I genuinely, it was one of those things that I started looking around and I realized that many, many girls, if you start talking to them deeper, like mm-hmm. really deeper, to girls who actually done any surgeries like that, many of them regret it. They really do regret it. Wow. Many. Because they're having back problems, for example.
Yeah.
So they might feel a little bit better from that point of view, mm-hmm. but they start having different problems.
Oh, wow.
And I was very lucky that I've been trying to find people who are honest with mm-hmm. me. And people who...
Do you mean agencies you can work with or photographers you can work with? Because I just need to get clarified.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about people I spoke to, people I'm creating relationships with and things like that. So anybody who had, I have a closer relationship with and they had some sort of surgery done. Luckily, most of the people are just very honest. And I have to say, most of the time, any surgery has been done, it's been regretted at some point of their mm-hmm. life in some ways.
Yeah.
Sometimes not necessarily the whole thing. Mm-hmm. But people do go a little bit. The addiction gets real.
Yeah,
and
yeah. And it's got to be, you know, when you, again, you know, going into the modeling industry, there's a difference. Do we say in an organic model? And I listen. Please, listeners, forgive me with my wording here, okay? Because I don't wish to pigeonhole anybody, but I'm just trying to give a description here. So we have the organic model that's done nothing other than, you know, that organic approach, and then you have the model that's done some work. Is that then a different type of modeling? Because what I'm looking for is, are there categories then where organic, done a little bit, done loads, and then you fit into a different modeling shape?
Well, I think so in some ways, because I think when it comes to like promoting, if you're doing a modeling for, let's say, natural skincare mm-hmm. or hair growing products and things like that, and you clearly have hair extensions, that wouldn't work. So yeah. I think it is, there's got to be some sort of level as well that if you're one of those who likes getting lots of work done, maybe you can't really apply for jobs as a mm-hmm. natural skincare or things like that.
I see where you are.
I'd say. So for me personally, I love the natural looks. I mm-hmm. prefer the natural looks as well. And it's really easy to get get into the desire of mm-hmm. having work done, because especially girls, they call it Barbie look. So mm-hmm. like loads of girls, they dream about looking like a Barbie, perfect mm-hmm. Barbie. But then once we realize that we should have flaws as a humans, we should have flaws.
Oh, I love that you say that.
It's true. It's like, I personally, I'm a huge believer that. So I think my philosophy has really got built up more and more after I realized how powerful the word flawless is and how people want to be flawless, and I'm like, no, we should have flaws. And that was one of the ways when mm-hmm. I started fighting against this. I'm like, mm-hmm. no, we should have flaws, we should embrace them, we are humans.
Yeah.
Let's not look like plastic dolls basically, because we know we are humans.
yeah you know, let's talk about, because as we go further into the show, I do want to talk into the mental health you know, issues that come with the changes, but also, you know, some people say there's benefits. Now, my wife, when I met Deb, actually just before I met Deb was a glamour model. Now, my wife Deb has come from a very traumatic past. I mean, horrific violence and so on in her childhood. So there was no worth there. And I spoke to her about this, and she said to me, you know, Paul, modeling wasn't about me being in front of the camera. She said, that's the only worth I had. I had no worth, and that's why I was a glamour model. And she was part of a whole promo where two of the finest surgeons in London did a boob job and used it as promotion. And, you know, before Deb had the breast implants, you know, she was beautiful, but she felt she needed this because of the industry and things. And you know, when she talks about it now, she said, well, it's just part of me. But I said, would it have made any difference if they weren't there? So, well, at the time, that's all I had. Mm. And if somebody had come into my life and said, you were beautiful, you don't need breast implants, so then she said, I wouldn't have. Mm. There was that support wasn't there, you know. And do you feel that, you know, thinking about this, do we need as adults to educate ourselves? Mm. To look deeper into our children, you know, when they are searching for this, and search, hang about, why? Why is that child? What am I not doing as an adult for my child to feel that she or he is one with who they are in their biological build?
Yeah, it's a good question. It's a very important topic. And the thing is that the problem I found talking to loads of parents at the moment is that as a parent, you can try your best to make your child feel worthy and try to embrace, if you can, because everybody's also different, but if you can, if you believe in those philosophies, keep reminding them about the natural beauty. Give them the example yourself. Because what I see sometimes is, you know the story about a friend who is opposite to me. Everything is done. She struggled with her daughter because her daughter, as a teenager, she's only 12. The daughter is already depressed, already now because she feels ugly. And mom doesn't.
And what age is this?
12.
Wow.
And she doesn't. And the mom doesn't know what to do, even though mom is the one who gives her the example. And I'm saying it openly because it's true. She knows it as well. She's the one who constantly looks at the mirror and go like, I need a new filler here. Mm. I need a hair extension. I need that. I need a new filler. I need a Botox. She's only 35.
Oh, wow.
And that's the example she's giving to her daughter. Mm-hmm. So that's just adding to your, that the, in households as well, really depends of, like, she can be trying with the words, she can be trying to tell her daughter about the natural look and you are beautiful and all this, but then she's not giving her the example.
Okay.
So I think that also can affect children's, how, because that's what they're learning. They're seeing people, these Instagram models, Kardashians and all those people. Mm-hmm. Kardashians, by the way, side note, I want to punch them when I meet them on the street. That's my biggest dream, to punch that face or faces. Oh, I don't know how many of them are there. I don't really follow that group, but anyway. So the household, like what you do as a parent, or how we are, it is very important as well. But the example comes with it. The other thing I'd say with that is, what I also noticed, especially as a teenager, they're barely gonna listen to their parents. Mm-hmm. Especially if the parents tell them you are beautiful, they think you need to say that you're my parent.
Yeah.
So this is where people like me, I want to come in, because more people I talk about it who's got those children, they said, Lengs, if you would become the key person of influence and you have the modeling going on and things like that, when you start speaking about your philosophies properly, I will point my kids to you. I would come to you to find out what you think about this, how to deal with my daughter's problem, how to deal with my son's, who is asking, who wants his girlfriend to have a job and things like that.
Yeah.
So it's also for the males as well, just as females. So, yeah, I think it's really important to start doing something at the moment, like now.
It's a very new emotional concept that as parents we have to learn. Because, you know, in my time in school, and all my time through school, and even, you know, my parents, they never had to talk about cosmetic surgery. It wasn't something that was in a curriculum. You know, the warnings of smoking was in our curriculum, but not cosmetic surgery. And that's the place where we are now, which is, there isn't much out there where you can reach out and say, okay, as a parent, I'm going to go on a course, which is how to manage cosmetic surgery for myself first. Mm. Because even though we can prop our children up and say, yeah, you're beautiful, you said something there was so key factor, which is, they'll just say, you're going to say that because you have to as parents.
Exactly.
If we are having to say it, then we are not demonstrating it. This is my understanding, is that those kinds of philosophies, emotions, they don't have to be said. They should be practiced first by... So if I believe I'm an handsome man, my child will believe he or she is handsome or beautiful because I'm carrying that belief for myself. And by the way, I do.
Mm-hmm.
I do believe I'm an handsome. I'm drop dead gorgeous. Why should I not feel that about myself?
Mm.
And trust me, I've got a wife that props that up for me a hell of a lot.
Mm.
And I do her. But that is missing. It's like, how can we prevent cosmetic surgery if we don't feel for ourselves we don't need that?
And then what problem is as well, that we need to, some people don't realize that you get yourself plastic surgery, but your child's not going to inherit this. This is not in your genes, which means that your child's going to be born, let's say, with your old nose, for example, or whatever that is. Yeah, I'm just giving an example.
Would you give me that again? Going to be born with
your nose, old nose.
Oh, I get your old nose.
It's just, but you know what I mean, with your old nose. And then what happens is that the child is growing up thinking, my mum is more beautiful because she's got a much better nose. But it's like, no, she used to have that nose, which means that now child is growing up already thinking, I can't wait to have a nose job done.
Yeah.
Because my mum is more beautiful. My mum had it done, so I need to have it done.
Wow.
So it's automatically already thinking, I can't wait to get my job, my nose done, because my mum is more beautiful, but the mum had a plastic surgery.
Yeah.
And that's also not helping the younger generations. I am
really looking into this topic more. I'm not into fillers and Botox and all that, but I want to learn about that topic a bit more. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I'm learning is how much how many mistakes people do about going to wrong people, like not qualified people. So that's all, because in the past, proper surgeries are very expensive and not everybody can even afford it.
Yeah.
And that's one of the problems, is that that's another part of the mental health. People think I'm too poor. I can't even afford to be pretty. And that's really bad.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa. Listen, we're going to come back into that. You said can't even afford to be pretty.
Yeah.
Listeners, we're going to come back off this commercial in a quick 90 seconds or so. And when we do one, we're going to dive back into what is affording to be pretty. And also, Lenka is going to give you her contact details. Boom!
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colors or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living. A people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world. And hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.Health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio.
The station that makes you feel good.
Boom! We are back in Upton. Happy days! Yes, we are with the amazing, let me give it out there, Lenka Yanchova Bednarekova. Now, I think I had that right. And before we go any further, how do we find you, girl? What's your details, man?
Right, so because of my name being so, little bit more complicated for English alphabet, it's as simple as Lenks, which is L-E-N-K-S. That's my nickname. And you can find me like Lenks on Instagram or Facebook with whatever's after me. So Lenks Escapes, which is my holiday-led business, or Lenks Model. Mm-hmm. So yeah, start with Lenks. Look for Lenks.
Look for Lenks. You'll find it, trust me. There's lots of beautiful pictures out there, because I love how you present your modeling to the world.
Thank you.
It's very open in you sharing the organic part of you. There's a lot of fun in what you do. Mm-hmm. And there is. That's what I love about what you're portraying out, is the fun of it. Not so much, you know, the seriousness of it, or how it can be very absorbing, you know, because people, you know, sometimes, and, you know, Deb taught me this, is that, Paul, sometimes people do modeling because they feel so bad.
Mm.
And they don't do it because they enjoy it. They do because they need it because it's the only thing at that given point in front of the camera. And then they could tweak their picture so much they actually lose the fun of it again because they're disappointed in what the, in the outcome regardless. Because Deb used to tell me that photographers hated working with her because she couldn't find a picture she liked. Isn't that insane?
That is, yeah. It's very common. I'm not surprised because it is, yeah, it's very common. I know a few models as well who, they would have a photo shoot done and they just go, when they see these pictures, they spend so much time zooming in and looking at every detail. I don't think that's healthy.
It cannot be.
It cannot be healthy, yeah.
It cannot be. So, you know, when you think about, so for yourself, when you go into the studio, you know, what are you looking for in your work as a model?
I'm looking for fun. So I have a philosophy. It's like, if my work is not fun, I'm not playing on the right team.
Okay.
And I say that with everything I do. Mm-hmm. Obviously, you're going to have a difficult days. You're going to have challenges days and all that. It's not all about, it's not all pink and fluffy and, you know, butterflies and all that. But I always said, have fun in what you do. And that doesn't mean that necessarily you need to smile on every single picture. Have fun in between the pictures, between the shoots.
Yeah,
and so what I'm looking for is that when I go in, I only work with people I like. So if I have a wrong vibe from a photographer or I didn't like shooting with him before or something like that,
So when you say a wrong vibe, is it because they're asking of you what it is you're not comfortable with?
Not necessarily, because I'm very strict with being open about what how far I can take my modeling. So not necessarily that. It's more, it's the flow. So let's say somebody, if you are ready to shoot, and because it's still work, isn't it? You still need to make sure that you got the right eyes, right position, right face, everything, the body and body language and everything. And sometimes you get in a zone. And the photographer going to be too chatty and the chats are even like not quite pointless. Yeah. I don't know how to explain it, but sometimes you work with someone and you are in a zone and you just can't get the and I'm like, oh, that's not going to work. Basically, that's a nice example.
So do you feel that modeling for you is presenting happiness or presenting your shape as a human being?
I think both. Why not both? Maybe even more to it than that, because I think it's presenting your personality. So if when I would, for example, I'm a big I love whiskey, and I used to train people on whiskey in a fine dining restaurant, in a very elegant way. And one day I would love to, let's say, work with my favorite whiskey company, for example. So what I would do is, obviously, you're not going to be smiling on every single picture, but you bring your personality, you bring you're passionate about what you do, you have fun in between the shirts, you stay sophisticated and elegant, and things like that. So that's sort of what I'm looking for in the photo shoot. And working with the right people, it's very important. Say no to when you feel something is not right. Just say no, because we are the bosses of our own life and we are in charge of our own happiness as well. So if something doesn't feel right, just don't do that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think it's the combination of the personality and happiness as well.
But then let's backpedal a little then to something we spoke about before we went into our first ad, which is, you know, when someone says, Mom or Dad, I can't afford to be pretty, or I can't afford to be beautiful, meaning that they've not got the financials to do what they feel is necessary to make those bodily changes.
Unfortunately.
You know, that is as extreme as a Class A drug for me.
Yeah, it's bad.
It's, you know, that addiction to not seeing your beautiful own fingerprint.
I think it's even worse than Class A drug, because Class A drug eventually leaves your system. Once you have that sort of thing in your mind and you start doing surgeries, you can't really reverse it. So I think it may be even worse than Class A drugs.
Wow.
Because Class A drug eventually leaves your system within 24 hours or something.
Wow, Lenka, that was such a piece of philosophy, and it all hit me.
Maybe,
emotionally, that touched me when you're right. It's like a tattoo. You can't just cannot remove it or reverse it.
That's the thing. Even tattoo you can these days with a laser. That's why I actually, because I was thinking about it, because I've got a few little tattoos, and I actually was thinking about, like, what is for me the difference between putting a needle in your body like that and putting a different needle, like, because I would be, I have to be prepared if somebody asked me that as well, why I'm saying that tattoo is okay and Botox, for example, or you know, fillers are not. One of the things is about the reversity as well, like, first of all, tattoos still can be even reversed, you still can take that off if you want to, but I think it's about changing the shape of who you, like, truly just changing your look. That's the thing, you're changing who you are. And I do understand, don't get me wrong, I do understand when people have really, really some bad noses, or they are, they had the like, I had a broken nose, like, I'm saying it openly now, I had a broken nose, and one day I do want to get it fixed, but it's one of those things that I, it's been true, it was broken, and I know that I can see that, I can see how it's broken, it's affecting myself, but it still didn't stop me from modeling. So that's what I can prove to the whatever, like, I I had my own little insecurities, and that didn't stop me from embracing who I am anyway. But what I want to say is, people do, sorry, I've almost lost the...
Don't worry, because here's the thing, we, there's a lot to be covering here, but I got your back on that, because it'll come back, it'll come back, because, here's the thing is that, do you feel under pressure though? Because here's what we are, is that, it's not about the modeling agency is creating the pressure, it's magazines, it's, you know, it's media. It's social media envy that people put out there. It's creating body envy, hair envy, nail envy, you know, any kind, you know, it's way beyond the catwalk. The catwalk is probably causing the less amount of I'm going to say, change.
And it's, desires to change our bodies.
So, you know, how are we going to move forward and manage this wave? Because effectively, the mothers now that are giving birth are the mothers that had surgery because of the mothers, you know, that didn't like themselves. So now we've got a already got an emotional chain going on. How do we break that, Lenka? You know, what how do you? Because you know, you, this is something you're passionate about, and you're working with the organic self modeling. You know, how are we going to break that chain, do you think? And it's a deep question.
It is, yeah. I think it is. So it's definitely the what it is, what it's causing it, it's something in their mindset. It's the mental thing. It's definitely a mental thing. And
But it's adopted from parents. It's, everything comes from our parents. It,
the thing is, well, yes and no, because I'd like, you could have a parents who are, let's say, completely natural, so beautiful and all that, but you can get envious because of the friends you are surrounding yourself with. And the friends' parents could be like that, and you feel like, my mom is not pretty enough. Her, because the, when you're younger, you don't see things as we do when we're older. This is where, this is the younger generation. They will look at, well, I'm going to say it like this, but... I don't mean it now, but when I was younger, I didn't think that my mom was that pretty. And now I think she's one of the most beautiful women in the world. She's natural, she's beautiful. When I was younger, I always looked at my friend's mom who had the nails done, who had this done, who had this done. Because as a young girl, I thought, she is prettier. Because she does things to her. So that's what I'm saying. So that, and but my parents were not like that. So sometimes it could be the people who you're with, and then you are envious anyway. And then you feel like, my family is too poor. My mom can't afford it, maybe. So it is. So how are we going to break it? So I think it is a mental thing, and it's the mindset, and I, it's going to be a big, big, it's a big fight. And we're never going to save them all, but I think more and more we're going to start speaking up about it and bringing an examples on where people either truly regretting it, or people who actually who either regretting it or they wish that they stopped at certain times. So it doesn't necessarily mean that you never done it, but stop at certain point. Once we start bringing that out more and more, so the younger generation actually can start seeing how it can damage your self-esteem as well.
It's a big engine. It's a big emotional engine. And, you know, Lenka's modeling is really about that. It's really about bringing, first of all, what you love and what makes you happy. But also behind it, we have this huge engine, this huge message where you are putting a lot of the effort of that business into helping educate, emotionally educate, you know, the young, and not just the young, But, you know, all those that are wanting to dive into the knife, the Botox, the extreme changes, and those coming into the industry, they want to come in as a model, but then are shaken by what they see or the envy they perceive as in, you know, that person is far more beautiful than me. I don't think that I could go into the modeling industry because I would find it too bullying.
Mm. That's the thing. It's I think it's what the models I want to be working with when it comes to the organic self-modeling is most important thing to work on is the mindset. That's going to be for me. It's the mental health. Once you have a strong mental health, once you are bulletproof up here and you can bounce off any negativity comes to you because of the look, that's the people I want to work with.
And there, you said that again, which I find kind of shaky, which is, you know, the negativity. Now, I put the word bully in there because I do feel that it's a very egotistical industry. You know, when you, who you are becomes your invoice, becomes your paycheck, and your paycheck is greater than the paycheck of the model next to you, then there is an element of ego, ego in there.
Yeah.
Whether it's healthy or not, I wouldn't know. I wouldn't be able to measure that because it depends on the person. But how do we manage that? How do we manage, you know, not being intimidated by someone who has a far greater paycheck than yourself in the modern industry?
I think it really is just we need to learn to love ourselves. We need to learn to embrace the natural. And also sometimes what I also find very important is what helped me that once you start digging deeper at certain people's lives, which they look so amazing online and all that stuff. We all know this these days that a lot of people's life online, it's bullshit anyway. So we kind of know it anyway. So once you start looking deeper into people who you think that I need to look like her, I need to be like her, people don't necessarily are happy because they do all these things. We think they are. And maybe she gets better promotion. Yes, she might be working with Dolce & Gabbana, for example. But longer term, is she truly happy?
Yeah.
And I feel like this is what I want to be pushing, is the true inner happiness. Mm-hmm. And it's the bulletproof mindset. Because most of those people I follow, models who are working with Ferraris and the best brand. I'm so bad with the bad brands. I don't even know them. I have to think what the brands are. But basically the biggest luxurious brands and all this. When you start looking into their private lives a little bit, there's barely any smile. Everything is staged. They're not relaxed. They're not fully, fully, deeply happy.
Yeah.
And I feel, for me, I'll rather find balance. I want to find somewhere in between. Like, how can you do the modeling part you want, but be happy with yourself. So just by adding, just by constantly going and get yourself lasers done, get yourself lips done, get your nails done, all the time, just about your look. Just everything is about your look from every single day. That's clearly affecting your mental health, and that's clearly is a mental health issues. And so I feel personally, I feel like we need to start focusing on that.
The brain, the mind.
The mind. And it's to help people to stay strong.
Strong in their emotional fingerprint.
I think it's to bring the examples, more and more examples, because when all those things started, we didn't have examples of what's going to happen in 20 years or 10 years. Now we have, because it's been now in for a while.
Yeah.
And now it's becoming, that's what we were said before, that people can afford being pretty. That's why people now starting to search for the non-qualified surgeons and or non-qualified people, let's not call them surgeons. Or, for example, they can't get a surgery. So what I've learned is that people get the fillers, but the fillers are moving, and that's why people start looking puffed. And so they look filled for like maybe 6 months, and then they look even worse than it's saggy and all this. And it's because of wrong people they use, wrong materials they use, because they're trying to save money because they don't have those thousands and thousands for those surgeries and all that. So it is, we're going to have to start somewhere there because...
In our mind. Yeah.
So that's what I want to hopefully get through.
It is, I mean, again, hearing you, it's sort of sends so much sadness in some way that we have become, a race of human beings that are completely, feeling adequate in ourselves, in the skin we were brought up in, the skin we were born in, is what we're going to say. And we're going to come back in after this commercial. I'm going to touch in, you know, the healthy side of modeling, which is, I want to go into a pretty important part of what modeling is, but also I feel is very misunderstood, and that is healthy eating. So I want to touch on that when we come in. So what we're going to do, our listeners, we're going to bounce into our last commercial. Of course, I'll be back in about 90 seconds or so. Be there or be square. Did I just say that?
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Stop suffering with pet-related allergies when near dogs and cats. Great news, you can feel safe around pets with Nasal Guard for pet lovers. Nasal Guard topical gel blocks pet dander, hair, and dust mites from entering your nasal passages. Try Nasal Guard for pet lovers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com.
Strawberries and cream. A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Happy days, yes, and you're back in with myself, Paul Rees, UK Health Radio, yes, and I'm here with a banging guest, absolutely, telling us all about the best part of us and why we should love us, wholeheartedly, outside in and inside out, and everything else that comes with that, and I am really learning to love what I think is my odd baby toe. I'm now in love with my baby toe. So we didn't really get on in life, do you know what I mean? But that was the only part of me I was quite unsure. Only because Deb would say, "You've got the lovely smallest baby toe." And I was like, that's not a manly thing to say to a man, do you know what I mean? So me and my baby toe have had some real deep dive consultations together. But now, me and my baby toe are full on. And Lenka, you know, again, thank you so much for coming on the show. Now I want to dive into... Now, before we go any further... How do we find you again? Which social media is it?
Instagram, mainly. Yeah. I'm mainly on Instagram and Facebook as well, but that's like my side one. And you find me under Lengs, L-E-N-K-S, with Lengs Model or Lengs Escapes, which is my holiday let business.
Your holiday let. And we haven't got into that today, but you know what? That'll be for another show, I think, because here's something I want to touch on that is probably one of the greyest areas in all modeling, which is... Most people think models just live on dust. Say, what do you eat? I had dust for dinner, dust for tea, dust for evening meal.
Oh, no, I'm a big eater. I'm
listening. If you could see this lady here, she's like a card, but a healthy card. Because here's the thing. You can meet thin people that, bless them, they look unwell. You don't have that unwell look.
Thank you.
So you do love food?
I love food. I eat a lot. I love food. I eat I don't really limit myself that things like I shouldn't have a burger, I shouldn't have a jacket potato. I just learn to monitor it. So that's the key. But I'm a huge believer is that as long as we regularly have some sort of exercise, you don't have to go to the gym every day. Mm-hmm. You can just go for a walk. You can have a stretch. You can run upstairs, down the stairs. I do that sometimes, literally just go up and down the stairs a few times. Occasionally, I just do that. Mm-hmm. One, as long as you keep having regular exercise. And again, that's what put a lot of people off. I'm not talking hour mm-hmm. in the gym every yeah. day. Nope. Yeah. And
can I ask, what size you dress size?
8.
So you're an 8?
Yes.
Wow. That's, you know...
Athletic 8, because I've got the muscles.
And here's why I ask that, is people assume that, you know, you've got to be a size 6, so...
I was modelling when I was size 10.
Wow.
I've lost the weight only because I had a broken ankle. I wasn't even planning to lose weight. Wow. I've lost weight because I had a broken ankle and I could go either way. Either could get really fat, let's mm-hmm. put it that way, because I stayed in the bed for months, or I could go very skinny. And I went skinny, yeah, because I was trying to... basically, I was eating very healthy.
Okay.
But I was, yeah, so I've lost a little bit of weight and then I just added muscles as soon as I could.
So basically, your exercise is about maintaining the shape, and then your eating habits are about understanding your, I guess, your balance. Could you say that?
I think it's very important to fit your food around your lifestyle. So if I know that I move a lot because I got myself a dog, mm-hmm. I like staying, I go hiking on the weekend. If I know I have a week like that, then I know I can have that burger, I can have a pizza and things like that. And I'm trying to set the mindset in a way that I don't have to think about it much. Mm-hmm. It's coming naturally. So in the beginning, I had to learn that, but now it's more natural.
Wow. I love that, because now what you're saying is it's not about, again, about counting calories or weighing food. It's just common sense.
Yes, it is, yeah.
Wow.
So, and it's instead of going like, you know, I've learned, genuinely learned to absolutely love vegetables, which means that now I can, before, when I would be like, I wanted pizza again, for example, and day after I wanted pizza again, and let's say I had to really have a talk to myself, now I automatically go for healthy foods. It's something your brain just gets trained and your palate just changes as well. Once you just get, just like going cold turkey or whatever when you're trying to quit smoking or whatever, once you get through that first stage, eventually my body stopped craving the unhealthy foods that much. And now I have it when I want it, but my body automatically asks for something healthier most of the time.
I get it, because, you know, I was addicted to chocolate and I had to go through that phase of giving up chocolate. Now I will say that, and I'll say this, listeners, when I walk through a supermarket, I get twinges. But not enough for me to want to buy it now, because it doesn't taste like it used to taste for me in my palate. And, you know, I'm going to say that I enjoy both ways. I enjoy putting weight on and I enjoy losing weight. I'm now, I got to the place where I put on maybe a stone and a half, but I enjoyed putting that stone and a half. Now I'm enjoying taking a stone and a half off. And I live that way because I find if I don't, I get unhappy in food, because food is a crutch for me. But I am a health eater, because I went through a stage of being vegan, and only through that so I could retrain my taste buds and enjoy the experience.
Absolutely.
And that's what I guess I am with this, listeners, is it's not about being red, but enjoy every range of food. Enjoy every range of experience with food.
Yeah.
If you put calories on, if you put weight on, that doesn't mean it means you've enjoyed putting weight on. But then enjoy taking weight off too. Otherwise, it becomes a one-way journey, do you feel?
Yeah, and a race with fatty food, and race with kilos and all that.
Yeah.
Instead of worrying like, oh, okay, well, I had a naughty food 3 times last week and I can see it here.
Yeah.
Then turn that into like, okay, I enjoyed having that pizza, now I'm going to enjoy losing that pizza.
Yeah. And you have to, otherwise it becomes an emotional battle is where we are. And I do know what I love, again, I love your approach, which is very relaxed, just be sensible with your food there.
Totally.
But do you find that the industry, we've got about 2 minutes left, do you find the industry is coming out of that perception of, I'm going to say almost anorexia?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. I feel like if that sort of agency you come across and that's not who you want to be, don't chase shiny pennies. One thing I'd say to people, do not chase shiny pennies. If that doesn't feel right for your philosophies, or that doesn't fit right with your lifestyle or your way you want to live life, don't go with that agency. Because there will be agent, that sort of agency is maybe someone who support people like Kardashians.
Yeah.
And Kardashians are dangerous for this planet, and I want to punch them in the face. I think I've said it already.
That's the second joke.
I want to punch them in the face. So having so much power and influence and using it this way is disrespectful to this world. Yeah. And so if you find agency like that, walk away.
Yeah.
Don't chase shiny pennies. There are other agencies out there who would appreciate your natural beauty.
Wow. Let me come on the end of this and say, you know, I've spoke about my wife here, and Deb was a glamour model when we met. And she was offered a place on the front of Vogue magazine. Not Vogue. It was Playboy.
Mm-hmm.
So she was
cool.
She was offered a front cover Playboy photo shoot, but they said she had to lose 5 pounds to do that, and she decided that she wanted to keep her 5 pounds in body weight and decided she didn't want to go ahead with it.
Really?
But she was offered a full contract where she would have gone right through America as a model, but she had to lose 5 pounds in body weight, and she said, "Paul, do you know what? I like my little belly." So she turned away.
Wow.
I mean, we have a full wall of a collage of dead photos. And she said, and there was one there where she was having a photo taken in the water. And she said, "See that little lump under my belly there? They told me I had to lose on." I said, "Do you know what? I like my little lump."
Yeah.
So she turned the contract down. She would have been a full
well
headline.
Well done, girl. Her.
You know, and that's what I've loved about this conversation with you today. Lenka, you are an amazing person. You are an asset to the industry. You are an asset to all those people that are struggling with themselves. And look out for Lenka's organic self modeling. I've got it. Yeah, I'm all tongue tied. Organic self modeling, and you got Lenka's model on the social media. Do reach out to this beautiful lady, because there's a lot happening in her life, and there's a lot that she's going to be bringing in to work with those models that are purely in it for the organic reason and nothing else. Lenka, it's been beautiful.
Thank you so much for having me, Paul. You are absolutely amazing. You rock, and it was such a privilege to be here with you today. Thank you so much, and I hope the listeners enjoyed the show.
Of course they did. Happy days. Until this time next week. Boom.
Take care, everybody.
Oh, there it is. Love who you are. Love your food. And love. We are done, and bye for now. Emotions are